Perhaps you vaguely remember from your history books the words of a ship captain in war explaining, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." That phrase was uttered here during a battle for this famous bay. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here at the mouth of Mobile Bay, you'll find Fort Morgan. In the 1820s and 30s, this fort became an impressive structure that proved a daunting task for anyone to attack.
The moat would have had two doors in our entrance. There would have been multiple doors that you had to hack through to get there, or you had to go over the top of the glacis. And once you were there, there were gun mounts, and they would have all been pointing at you.
Wendy Hyatt shares the story from Fort Morgan Historic Site. In January of 1861, before Lincoln became president and before Alabama voted to secede from the Union, the Alabama Volunteers seized control of the fort, holding on to it until the Union laid siege in August of 1864.
So it was a long, strategic way of doing it, but they were able to get the fort to surrender at that point once they realized they were surrounded on all sides. They take over, but they also go into Mobile, and they take Mobile, and then they're able to go in and take Louisiana as well.
Rear Admiral David Farragut helped lead the Union naval attack on the fort. The waters had mines, then known as torpedoes, that could destroy Union ships. When one of the Union vessels hit one of those torpedoes and other ships began to drop back, it was Farragut who supposedly yelled the famous line, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." After the Civil War, the fort was decommissioned, then brought back to life with added gun batteries for the Spanish-American War, and was part of the country's defenses for both World Wars.
And they just refortified it, brought in better guns, and they did a lot of training here. A lot of the men that left here went straight to France.
After World War II, the fort was given to the state of Alabama, which now operates it as a historic site. The fort is surrounded by water, which also brings people to fish, hunt for shells, and walk the beach. It's an impressive place that protected this bay through five wars. Traveling the countryside in Fort Morgan, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.